All right, another good piece of music.
That's what we needed to get us started this morning.
That's right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to Hot Start.
And we're joined from Sonics. We have John Monette.
Yes.
Okay, Monette.
The inventor of the Sonics.
That's right. This is the big
and
cheese.
And if, I just want to say right here, if you got an extra one lying around, you know, I got room in the camper to take it home.
Oh, yeah. Easily have one around. Just bring your wallet.
Oh, there darn. There's that part.
Cash is happily accepted, I'm sure.
Yeah. So in addition to creating a fantastically easy-to-build airplane, you guys are really pushing some envelopes here. You got the jet version now and the electric version.
Yeah, it's an exciting time in what we call, it's our version of Skunkworks, it's called the Hornet's Nest, and we're located right here in Oshkosh, so you know, most of the time during the year, we have this place to ourselves for R&D and testing purposes, so it's really cool, and you know, allows us to do, you know, really do push the edge on for all the niches that we like to see explored.
Well, you're working on this e-flight initiative here, according to the stuff that I got off your website, and that involves several aspects here. You're talking about electric power for one, ethanol fuel for another, and a third part of this is efficiency enhancement. How are you guys doing all of this? This is a big initiative.
It is, and by the way, trademarked as well as e-flight is a national trademark of our company. But you know, as things go in research and development, and that's really, you know, my fun job now. We can work several programs at a time. So we're moving forward on all these initiatives and. Understand that this, of course, is a team effort, just like the Sonics to design. I'm not the only designer. Pete Buck is the prime designer of the Sonics, and its associated parts. Our new 1X airplane is really the product of my son Jeremy, and who runs the business. But of course, with mentoring from Pete and I. So you know, it's really a team effort. And a few years ago, of course, we were just brainstorming back in actually 94 about an electric airplane project. And so what are we going to do next? Well, let's do an electric airplane. And well, how can we do that? Well, we have a little airplane called a Moni at the time, and we decided that it'd be cool to, well, you know, maybe we'd just go down to Walmart and buy a bunch of batteries and find an electric motor and stick them in there, and we'll call this thing Flash Flight. Meaning that, you know, who could fault us for getting a bunch of batteries and then throwing them away when we're done? You know, but of course, there's no energy density, and at the time there wasn't technology for a motor. But it's interesting that, you know, just a few years ago, Randall Fishman showed up with ammonia.
That's right,
with an electric motor in it. So it is the right airplane for that exercise.
But he ended up doing a lot of his own development. I mean, it's like developing an engine conversion.
Well. Yeah, and what we've done is beyond that. What we're doing presently with the electric program is we have a proven airframe, one of our YX airplanes, that we know is a known factor. And that's the key point, is that the YX is an airplane, not a motor glider. And we want to make that differentiation so that when people come up and see this airplane, they recognize it as a two-place airplane. Motor glider is a real easy way and probably the better path, and maybe ultimately the path for electric power, because it uses a lot less power, and the battery packs can be handled because of the large wings, etc. But to have a demonstrator that can do an aerobatic routine under electric power is really our aim.
That's quite a goal.
Well, it's.
I know you have it flying, but I guess you don't have that many hours on it yet.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, the development program, when we started this project, we introduced the eFlight initiative, what, 4 years ago or five
07.
Years ago now? 07.
Yeah.
We had already investigated what off-the-shelf equipment there was to accomplish this, and of course, there was none. And we looked at some. We got some consultants about motor design. Pete put his computer to work, and we designed a 55 kilowatt motor We've got one of our builders, an excellent team member, Andrew Pierce, and his wife, who is so talented, doing printed circuit layouts. So they do the circuitry for all of the systems that we have in the airplane, and then building the motors, and every piece of equipment on that airplane is ours. We've developed it from ground up.
It's all done in house. What are you using for a battery pack?
Well, the battery pack is one that we did not farm out, but hired Philips Electronics to do. And it's a pretty interesting lithium polymer battery pack. It has 740 cells in it, and each one of them is monitored. Each one is balanced, so it's quite a big deal. This is a big pack. You know, if you look at mostly electric airplanes, they're running at low voltages. I mean, like 75 volts.
Right.
We're running at 330 volts at 200 amps, and that's a lot more power than this building has in it for sure.
Definitely.
And it is an extremely large pack, has the capacity to run our motor for about an hour at throttled back, but really the point is to run a good 15 to 20 minute aerobatic routine with it at full power. And 55 kilowatt motor is a huge motor.
That is a huge motor, yeah. And that's a serious battery pack.
Yeah, it's really interesting because we can compare the power. You know, when we talk about kilowatts, people go, well, what does that mean? And I'm a little fuzzy about it sometimes, but what it means is that we have an AeroV engine, our standard VW-based motor that develops about 80 horsepower, and that's a little over 55 kilowatts, about 60 kilowatts. So we're looking at a motor that theoretically produces somewhere around 70 horsepower, 75 horsepower, which is plenty to fly a YX or a Sonics. But the point is that it's turning a propeller that our 120 horsepower Jabiru engine turns at the same RPM.
Right.
So it's the torque that's turning it, and that's the thing that people have a hard time grasping, is that what really turns a propeller is torque. You know, we don't care about horsepower so much or kilowatts. It's just what RPM does this thing turn, and will it sustain it? So.
Well, you're pulling a tremendous amount of power out of the batteries of this, and I'm sure you're aware that LiPo batteries, there are two things they don't like, and that's heat and impact. What can you do to minimize both of them with a LiPo battery?
Well, pack? Don't crash. That stops the impact.
Well, yeah, obviously, but now you're dealing with the heat, and that's just as
bad.
Well,
the heat, surprisingly enough, the real heat issue is in charging, not so much in discharging. Our system is an air-cooled system. The battery pack itself weighs 290 pounds. It's a mere cost of about $36,000. But that pack is totally stressed for our airplane, so it's a minimal 6G plus safety factor on the pack. So.
Okay, now that's something I'd never thought I'd hear associated with batteries, G-loading.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. We're going to do aerobatics. Look, we don't have to have an inverted system, do we?
Nope.
Well,
so, the other side of the coin, though, you also land at full gross weight.
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's going to happen.
Yep.
Well, unless we, maybe put it on a ballistic chute or something, so
there
we can land lighter.
Well, you know, one of the things you just said,
drop cells as you fly,
was the cost of the battery pack, $36,000. I know that there are people out there that just choked on their breakfast, but the other thing to consider is that with an electric airplane, the investment.
Yeah.
You have your investment up front, whereas with an airplane, conventional gasoline engine.
Take into consideration that this is purely a prototype, and that's a development cost.
This is not a production model.
Easily, we could duplicate that pack for less. But the point of our exercise, eFlight, is in the team is not developing batteries. We're not interested in that. But what do you do when you have a battery? What do you run?
This is a power system.
You know, you could look at a parallel between, say, Continental and Lycoming. They're developing aircraft engines. That's what we're doing. A power system, a versatile system, and I invite everybody to go down to the technology center here, the innovation center, and look at the display, and it really points out how the system works. In a course, With the ASTM, we're working very closely with the ASTM for standards for electric airplanes so that we can roll that into sport pilot, because it's not qualified now. We can fly as experimental R&D or experimental amateur built. But we want our idea is to have a power plant that will work for the future of sport flying.
Okay, and where are you on the field? Should we desire to come over and look at this?
Oh, it's really, really easy. We're right on the east side of the field. If you're standing right from our studio, and just look northeast, and you'll see some gray buildings over there. And we're on the east side of the airport in an area. We call it the Sonics area. Some people call it the Valley Tees. We have a campus there. And
do you have a display here on the airfield?
We have our exhibit area in the north exhibit area towards the Warbirds. Just go down the main drag here, and we're very visible. You look for all the yellow airplanes. And
I will be later today.
Yeah, great. And with that, we have in the Innovation Center, the electric airplane is in there. It is running. And we talked about development a little bit. It's interesting that over these years, we are now on version 4 of our motor. It is significantly different, and we actually have the motors, the first motors on display, as well as the last motor that flew in our display case. But our new version 4, and we are approaching version 13 of our electric system, which is...
I know that story.
Yeah, right. The funny question that was in our webinar, a guy asked, are we going to develop a smoke system for the aerobatic airplanes? We've already done that so many times.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
If you're flying an electric airplane and you have a smoke system on, you've got a problem.
That's right. You know,
all right.
And you just can't put it back.
That's right.
Money puts it back.
Yes.
That's exactly the deal.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us, John. And go on over to Seasonics at their exhibition up near the Warbirds, I believe. Look for the yellow airplanes.
That's right.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start on EAA Radio.